Hit Breakfast Show.
This is Alan and Carly.
This is Hit. Hey, welcome to the first podcast of Alan and Carly.
Everything's shiny and new.
Felt like that, yeah. Felt like just adding a little bit of... Anyway.
Like godlike. That's very godlike of you.
And the worst part is I had the sound effect on my button bar that I could actually have just done, but I decided to do it myself because that sums it up. Hey, we survived the first show.
We did. I'm tired, though.
My phone has 9% left.
So do I.
Yep, sorry. But we did survive.
I think it's a lot of people feel this. I don't know if you feel this, Alan, but a lot of people are starting to head back to work after Chrissy holidays. And I don't know. I feel like we felt this morning during the show. It's like it takes a while for your brain to actually compute and get into that work mode. Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think I'll probably be good by about April. But yeah, I don't really plan on. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah, I mean, like we could tell from the phones today, people need to start getting amongst it more. Need to get up with it, you know. Come on, guys, we're back. We're ready and raring. You're not listening to people from over east. We're here in WA. Well, one of us is here in WA.
Way to bring that up.
Well, yeah, well, that's all right. Just sneak it in every chance I can. Jeez, I cannot wait for you to get here. Just purely, mainly for my phone battery, but also for my own brain, having you actually sitting next to me at the desk. That'll be just a lot easier, Carly.
I cannot wait. I've been going crazy on social media. I've been pinning things, I've been making lists, I've been checking them twice. Like, I have the ultimate WA to-do list.
I want to go through that list, actually. I'm curious. Because I can tell you if anything's rubbish on it that looks good on the ads, but
no,
it's actually rubbish.
No, don't do this to me.
No, but I'm going to save you time and money, maybe. You know,
let me experience the good with the bad. Because you know what, though? What some people think, like, I'm someone that likes the off-the-beaten-track fun, quirky things that people probably normally wouldn't do.
Well, that's like some people, like, for example, number one thing that most people from over east go, like, oh, I want to go to the wineries, like, you know, in Margaret River. But then they're, like, overwhelmed because there's, like, 180 wineries. So I can give you the good ones, you know?
No such thing as a bad grape, mate. I'm the $5 house wine kind of person. I'm fine.
You've got the big ones like your Sandalfords and stuff that have these beautiful, and you go in there and it's like, oh, what would you like to drink? And it's still this great service. Then you've got a couple that are just kind of like mum and pa kind of operations.
You're in a tub like squishing your own grapes.
I had one and I kid you not, it was like I was going to get murdered. It was in this big shed. They open up the door and I'm like with my wife going, is this even, the guy was hand doing the labels.
See, that's where I want to go. I love that. Make your own label. And it's like arts, crafts, and a drink.
And there's a weird kid at the front playing banjo. Oh, I know that was Deliverance. But it was definitely, it had all the weird feels. So yeah, I mean, I can lead you to those if that's where you want to be led. Just give me your details before you go so I can check in to make sure that you make it out okay.
It's like a Tinder date. Let us know where you're going before you get there.
Exactly. And and don't say angel to the bartender, angel shot to the bartender, because that won't help you at all. They'll just, yeah, anyway, dark path. But
that's pretty much the essential. You've just told me not to press a red button. So you know what's happening the first time I rock up to a bar in WA.
All right. Well, it's going to be good knowing you for the 2 days you make it in WA before you're murdered. On that note, enjoy the podcast, everyone. First show, bit of fun in it, including we got famous Sharon. What more do you want than that, really? There's a few other little bits in there as well. Enjoy.
I guess when you're kind of starting a new show and when people tune in, they're like, who is this person?
We had a couple of people ask that. Absolutely. Who is this person?
Explain yourself. Yeah.
I don't know if it's as aggressive as that. Who are you? But we did throw it up in our socials to try and, see if anyone wanted to ask you anything, right, Carly?
Yeah, if you're going to let me into your life, then you want to know I'm a good person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So people asked all the important questions of me.
Yeah, okay.
So online, Stacey asked, what's your favourite food? We kind of covered this before, chips and gravy.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a great food. Good one to go with.
So plain, but you know what? You can never stuff up hot chips.
No. Well, you can, but as far as like a broad food, that's like a pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
Safe.
Anne asks, what's your favourite horror movie?
Oh.
I don't watch them.
Don't you?
No, the last one I watched was probably at a sleepover in year eight, and it was Candyman, and only just started sleeping without the light on. So, yeah, not a horror movie person at all. But probably one of my favourite questions come from Jared.
Okay, yep. What has he asked?
He said, what is your secret talent?
Okay, yep. All right. What is your secret talent?
Okay, well, not only am I going to tell you, but I'm going to show you, Alan. Now, when I tell people or show people this talent, it divides people. Some people go, wow, that's amazing. And some people go, not that great.
Okay.
In fact, some people think it's a terrible talent and that I don't have any talent. Okay. So my talent is, according to me, that I can speak like Elmo.
All right, let's hear it. I want to, as someone that can do an Elmo impression myself, I look forward to hearing yours.
There is a catch. I can only do one word.
Oh, what? That's not even a real Elmo impression. That word is either going to be tickle or me.
No, it's actually Elmo. I've only mastered one word with the Elmo accent. Okay, you ready?
If it was Cookie Monster, I could get one word, but Elmo, all right, here we go. Where is it?
Okay. Elmo! Did I nail it?
No.
Is it enough to say it's a talent?
It's absolutely not to say it's a talent. That's
like in terms of, I've been carrying this talent with me for the last 10 years. When people say, what's your talent?
Yeah.
And I've tried to have other talents. No. I'm just not that talented. So what does it say about me that is the height of my talent right there? One word.
I think it says a lot. I don't know if it says exactly what you want it to say, but it's... It certainly has a lot there. Yeah. All right. Do we want to move along? Is there any other questions that came through?
And my favorite one come from Chris. He said, what happened to the other chick?
Too many jokes. Won't.
I don't know. I think it had something to do with Elmo.
No.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the top 5.
Now, Carly, so great to have you on the show. Brand new show. We're excited for 2022, right?
Oh, well, I feel like when 2022 starts, it doesn't. It feels like I'm in limbo at the moment.
Yeah, so when you get here, we'll say that's when the year officially starts. So hopefully at this point, Feb 5, which means at the moment, while you're stuck in New South Wales, we're working out of different studios. We have all sorts of ways of chatting to each other, including technical stuff that I don't know how it works, but also just a Facebook Messenger video chat going on right now as well. So some things I understand, some things I don't, but there's definitely pros and cons when it comes to working at a different studios, right, Carly? You're experiencing those so far?
Yeah, it's definitely a different time to be alive, isn't it?
It is. So today's top five, but are the top five issues of working in a different studio to Carly that I've encountered so far. Number five, you can't appreciate the effort that I put in today with me showering and putting on deodorant.
Oh, well, look, mate, I feel like I can gauge through the screen. You look fresher.
Thank you. Number four for the top five issues of working in a different studio to Carly. You can't experience the full experience of my dance moves during the song because I can move out of camera, but, you know, normally I've got some things going on, right?
Well, you can always... Well, that's what TikTok's all about.
Oh, yuck. No, thanks. Number three for the top five issues of working in a different studio to Carly. You can't relate when I start complaining about how the studio is not my ideal temperature of 20.2 degrees.
Oh, there's plenty of time for that argument, and I feel like it's going to be a long one.
What do you mean? Do you want it hot in here?
Look, every studio I've ever worked in, it's never the right temperature.
No, never is. Never is. Number two for the top five issues of working in a different studio to Carly. We can't go halves in Macca's hotcakes right now. I'll have to eat the whole thing myself. Again.
Oh, well, look, the sacrifices you are making, honestly.
It's a team
effort. We're all doing it tough in this pandemic, aren't we?
And number one for the top five issues of working in a different studio to Carly, who hopefully will be over here, Feb 5. You're not going to be able to, like, notice when I have a bit of, like, Winston's fluff on me and then be able to go, Alan, you've got a bit of, like, and I'm just going to be stuck looking like an idiot all day long. And that's important to me, Carly, that you,
know that I was going to become a professional fluffer. I didn't know that was in the job title.
Word it like that. Because it is your first show, we thought we could get a special guest on, someone that really is all things Western Australia, someone that I believe could have even a say whether you're allowed in this state or not. I know what you're thinking.
I need to talk to her.
Yeah, well, it's not Premier Mark McGowan because we've got famous Sharon on the line. Hello.
Good morning, Dells. I'm also not in Bunbury, so we've already got something in common. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, but are you stuck over East during the pandemic?
Oh, Dells, look, I am wearing a fabulous gold mask around, so I don't know if that's helping you. No, I'm not stuck anywhere.
I was going to say the closest to being over East would be Kalgoorlie-Boulder for you, famous Sharon. You never leave the state. You love this place.
I love, right now I can't leave the state, Dells. But I am the face of WAR, Western Australia, Carly. So if you need to know where to go, let me know. I'm trying to just become like the rep for every part of WA. Maybe I can be the booty of Bunbury. What do you think?
I love the booty of Bunbury. I feel like we need a TikTok dance to go with that.
Oh, Dales, I'm there. I'll drive for 2 hours just for that 10 seconds.
Well, I bumped into you last year. You were hosting an event in Bunbury, and we had a bit of a chat, and you were walking around and you had like the full outfit on. I'm like, geez, it's a bit warm. You're loving it. You're just happy to be out and about.
I always wear full outfits, Dales. I don't know what kind of entertainer.
Seriousness, Sharon, I have been, even through your amazing Instagram account, I have been living vicariously through people like yourself who are living their best WA life while I'm stuck over here, over east, and I'm so overwhelmed by the amount of things to do. So if you had to narrow it down to like a basic top three when I land.
Well, have you heard of Bunbury Fringe?
Yes.
Great segue.
I've been following.
Why? Why, famous Sharon? What are you doing there at Bunbury Fringe?
Oh, you know me, everything. I can't. I'm so famous now, Dubs. You know, I can only come to a few things. And they've chosen the bike parade, of all things. I think because I love Lycra and because I never ride them. So they thought, what will happen when we put her on a bike? Let's see. but, you know, you can have a great time, Dale. There's a fringe garden. Do you know, are you going to go around the state? Are you going to go up north?
Oh, we're going everywhere. Oh, yeah,
everywhere,
this is
going to
be the year for it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get a little caravan? Is this going to be a whole thing? How exciting.
Well, that's debatable. There's some wonderful hotels in WA.
Oh, do you know what?
Even better motels.
There is. Do you know that I'm the face of WAR, so I've been doing all these little tourism videos for places no one wants to go. You know, Geraldton, Katanning, Collie, all those ones.
Oh, I love those places.
They're beautiful places, exactly, but people don't realise. And Katanning has a luxury hotel. So
that is
true.
I don't
know if you've heard that. It's in the middle of nowhere. You wouldn't expect it. And you'd think it was a very expensive motel. And then suddenly you don't want to leave.
There you go.
I'll go anywhere for luxury.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it used to be a flour mill, so it's all happening.
Yeah, you're going 3 hours to the wheat belt, Dales. That's where you're going. You said anywhere, and we've organised it for you.
Well, Bunbury Fringe is definitely something that everyone needs to get amongst. Of course, famous Sharon, you'll be all over the state. Maybe we should just join up with whatever you're up to, whatever you're promoting. We'll just hang out with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, come down to the bike parade if you've got a bike, or if you like a bike, or if you hate bikes. I don't know. Come down and hate on them if you like. But,
bike riding.
Yeah, just like glare angrily as we parade around you. We're having a little bike parade because for me, as you know, Alan, every day is parade day for me. The world is my catwalk. And so really you just get to bring down your little kids. We're just going to wear them out for you. It's a kids event. We're just going to exhaust them. Do you want an early night? Come on down.
For full details, go to bunburyfringe.com. Famous Sharon there. Not a real answer, I think, amongst any of it, but definitely a great chat. Thank you.
Love you, Dales. Have a beautiful week.
And we're going to introduce a brand new person to the show as well. Producer Bailey, good morning. I don't have your mic on. Hello.
Oh, great stuff.
Oh, no. It flicked it over while we were talking. Cover Carly while I'm seamlessly fixing the negotiation.
There we go. We're on. Good morning, guys. How you going?
Good morning. Welcome.
And we brought you in not just to chat to you because it's lovely to chat to you, but also because we're doing a brand new segment called this.
Yes!
No.
Go, 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 go.
And from what I understand, you've found three topics today.
Yes. That
you're
I have.
Ask our opinions on them, and then we're going to give it, but like, I guess in a time frame, is that what's happening?
Yeah, I reckon. I reckon pretty short, sharp, and quick. Let's get it done.
And how do you feel about fence sitters, Bailey?
Well, I am not about fence sitters. Thank you very much, especially for your Monday. So.
Okay. All right, Carly, I thought I'd ask on your behalf, but.
Well, this is the problem, and this is why this segment needs to happen with Alan and I, because we are notorious fence sitters, and there's no room for that in this segment.
No way.
All right, let's go. Number one, what have we got?
Our goat's real. Go.
Yes.
No. 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 Spirits, all that sort of stuff. I'm very anti. Good on you if it makes you feel great, but no, ghosts aren't real. Carly, you think ghosts are real? Interesting.
Asking me to elaborate, I don't even think I need to. I think those that know.
Okay.
Those that have seen have seen.
And those that really know, no. All right, next topic.
All right, should Novak Djokovic be allowed to stay here? Go.
No. Hey, we agree on that one. No.
I think the government agrees. Finally, we agree with the government. There we go.
Yeah, wow, that's true. All right, cool. That's fantastic. Good.
Final one. Should rat teeth be free? Go.
Yes.
Yeah. This is, Carly, you've experienced these a lot more than us here in WA. Talk us through it. This is the rapid test that you can do yourself at home, right?
Yeah. So I'm currently stuck over East at the minute. And my brother, for instance, has COVID at the moment, which is quite common over here, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
And he was in a really unfortunate situation the other day where his housemate tested positive. He didn't have enough fuel in his car to go and wait for hours in a line to get a PCR test. Uh-huh. So I tried to get him a rapid antigen test and drop it off to him, and there were literally none in the area. So obviously there's a supply issue. And then when I finally, 3 days into his illness, was able to get him one, it cost me $15 just for one test alone.
Wow.
And it was hard enough to get my hands on one. And then I just don't think that that's fair for everyone. You know, $15 is a lot of money to a lot of people. And if you've got, like, say, a family of five, I'm not good at quick maths, but obviously that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. $45. Okay, well, that's something that we're all looking forward to February 5, I assume.
Yeah, things to look forward to.
Yeah, right? If you could find a few and bring them over with you, Carly, before. Just steal it from the East.
I can't afford that.
No one can. All right, cool. Well, that concludes it. Yes, no, go. Bailey, thanks for chatting.
Thanks, guys.
Next up, a topic and a story that I was tagged in 47 times on Facebook over the last 2 weeks, Carly. I'll tell you what it was after this one. Cold Heart, you're on Hit. It is your first day here on Hit WA.
It is. And full disclosure, I'm nervous. I mean, all I have to do is sit and talk, but even doing the bare minimum, there's still been, we won't bore people with behind the scenes tech issues, but it's kind of one of those things with anything that can go wrong will go wrong when there's a little bit of pressure involved.
Absolutely. We are at the moment to see each other while we're chatting. We're just using our own mobile phones and doing like a Facebook Messenger chat. And I'm slowly watching my phone decrease in battery. It was on 98% when I started. We're currently on 24%. So it might not make it till the end of the show.
Yeah, let's just say that this radio show is probably using a lot of gaffer tape at the moment.
Behind the scenes, it is just being held together. But it is your first day.
It is. And, you know, I've had a lot of other jobs outside of radio.
Mm-hmm.
I will say sitting in climate controlled conditions and talking definitely suits me to a T when it comes to career choices. But some of the other jobs I've done just were not for me. I'm not a very, I'm clumsy.
That's so, where you're going with this. Yep. Okay.
So I remember on my first day at a cafe, and I was keen to impress this person because, well, the manager was there who was actually giving me a job trial. So remember back in the day, I don't think this is legal anymore, where they'd be like, come in and work for 3 hours for free and you'll find out if you get the job at the end of it or not.
Yeah, I've done a bunch of those. I think I'm still doing that for here.
This was one of those situations. So I was a broke uni student. I had 3 hours to prove my worth and I overcommitted to the cause, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end, the shift that I got was kind of the end of the day pack up shift. And I remember at this cafe, they had one of those display cases with all the cakes on those big plates.
Yep. Oh no.
And so what I thought I would do was, and the boss was watching me, I could feel him watching me.
Yep.
And I decided I'm going to get all the plates at once and take them to the dishwasher. And I underestimated how heavy these white plates would be. So I stacked five on top of each other. And as I've come round the corner, my hands gave way. They physically gave way as I make eye contact with the boss as they all hit the floor. And I kind of looked up and I was like, oh, sorry. And then I said, oh, don't worry about it. You can just dock my pay. Very presumptuous of me thinking, A, I've got the job, and B, I'm going to earn enough of a wage to even pay for these plates. Because guess how much they were per plate?
Oh, no. How much?
$60. You may as well have said $1 million to me at that point in my life.
Yeah.
There was no way I was ever, ever going to pay that back. Anyway, I didn't get the job.
Yeah, what a surprise. So we are asking 13 10 60, what did you mess up on the first day of work? Gary joins us from Dell Yell Up. Good morning, Gary.
How you doing?
Very well. What happened to you, mate?
Yeah, so my first day I was working in a convenience store and they gave me a simple task to start with, just mopping the floors. So I was mopping the floors and accidentally I spilt the bucket with obviously all the chemicals in it.
Oh,
and it went all over the fruit and veg box in the bottom. So I thought, oh, I don't want to get into trouble my first day. So I just kind of mopped it up and moved on. And a couple hours later, the fruit started to go like a different colour. So it kind of... That was the first one that was bad. But then later on in the day, they asked me to take the security briefcase to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
So you put a strap on your hand as a security device so nobody steals it. And if they do, blue powder pops out.
Uh-huh.
So when I got back, I was kidding on with my mate to throw it to him. I forgot I had the strap in my arm. And the briefcase came off and blue powder went all over the back office. And then it started filtering through the aircon duct into the shop in there to evacuate the shop.
It's the timing of that whole situation's a shame because I remember at the start of COVID, everyone was washing their fruit and veg with chemicals.
Wow. You know what? I honestly, Carly could drop a swear word right now and it still wouldn't be as bad as your first day, Gary, to be honest.
I still kept my job.
Of course you did. Fantastic stuff.
Something naughty at 6:40.
Now, we're a few minutes early, but earlier the better. Oh, why am I sounding sleazy, Carly? That's weird. I don't know why.
I think it's the jazz music.
Oh, God, it's a bit, hello there, and welcome to the show. Oh, no,
yes.
I feel sorry. Oh, I need to have a shower.
This is the segment where we can get a little raunchy. We can loosen the tie a little bit. That's why we call it Something Naughty at 6:40, because it's the time when hopefully kids are still in bed.
If you're listening right now and you are a kid, you come back in a couple of minutes. Now, it's not that bad today, to be honest. It's nothing too raunchy. It's just more of a case of something to be wary of. Now, Feb 5, it looks like WA is going to be opening borders. We could see potentially an influx of COVID in the state, the same way we've seen it in New South Wales, Victoria and all that. And with that comes a warning after men have noticed something that has happened regarding one of the symptoms after they've had COVID, Carly. This is terrifying, not just for the men, but I would argue for the ladies a little bit, right?
Yeah, I just think it's terrifying all round. But I will say that I've heard a lot of craziness going on around COVID and a lot of stupid arguments on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I think this could quell all of those stupid arguments and actually get people to do the right thing and get vaccinated.
So what we're saying is, right now, according to some people and medical professionals as well, I'm glad they're putting a lot of time into this, some men, once having COVID, have had a decrease in a certain member's size.
Yeah, and like a serious decrease.
A 1.5-inch decrease in size, which is
3.8 centimetres.
Yeah, centimetres makes it real. I liked it. 3.8 Now, I don't know how many guys listening right now are going, yeah, I've got 3.8 centimetres to lose. I don't mind. I imagine not a lot of us, to be honest, are sitting there going, oh, yeah, I could shave off a 1.5 inch there. Oh, no.
Don't use the word shave off when you're talking about that. That is just... Even I'm cringing and I'm a female. No, but you know what's interesting? Because obviously we've seen McGowan. He's had enough. And I will say, WA, our vax rates are some of the highest in the world. Like, a lot of people are doing the right thing, getting vaccinated. But you can tell Mark McGowan is on one about this. And so he should. You know, as you mentioned, Feb 5th, we're opening up.
Yep.
I feel like this could be the campaign to really cut through to those last couple of people that are dragging their feet about getting vaccinated. I'd love to see a campaign around this.
Yeah, I like the idea of the campaign.
You've got a lot to lose if you don't get vaccinated.
1.5 inches of it. Absolutely. Well, do with it what you will. All we're doing is being the messenger on that one. But I've just moved up my booster shot now after reading that.
Well, a booster shot. Maybe it's a boost in more ways than one.
Maybe. Fingers crossed.